Nolte, Trump crushing everyone in Iowa per Des Moines Register poll. By John Nolte on December 11, 2023. Former President Trump is now over the magic 50% mark in Iowa, per the latest Des Moines Register / NBC News / Mediacom Iowa poll, a poll with more producers than a Bruce Willis direct-to-video movie. Since an October poll, the Donald has jumped 8 full points, from 43% to his current standing of 51%. Second place Ron DeSantis is 32 whole points behind Trump with just 19% support. And the latest media hoax, known as Nikki Haley Mentum, has just been debunked. The former South Carolina governor and United Nations representative sits in third place with just 16% support, or 35 points behind Trump. What's more, Haley has not gained a single point since last month despite the media's best efforts to pretend she is Nikki, Serge, Koch, darling. Gee, I'm confused. Because the never-Trump tarts and corporate media assured me that as the field of candidates shrunk, someone would rise as a serious and threatening alternative to the former president. Well, the field has shrunk, and now Trump is up 8 points, while Koch brothers Nikki remained flat at 16%, and DeSantis jumped only 3 points. Related, Kevin McCarthy endorses Trump for president, willing to serve in cabinet. The field may have shrunk, but it may have made Donald Trump even stronger than he was, the pollster said. I would call his lead commanding at this point. There's not much benefit of fewer candidates for either Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley. The unicorn dreams of hashtag GopSmart set go down in flames once more. Iowa votes in less than 5 weeks, by the way. For some real context, let's look back at 2016. Trump lost Iowa in 2016 to Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, 24.3 to 27.6%. The final Des Moines Register poll had Trump only up by 5 points over Cruz, 28 to 23%. But that's the key. In 2016, per the average polling, Trump only had 28.6% support in Iowa. When the voting was over, he earned 24.3% support. The polls were off by less than 4 points. Today, Trump is up over 30 points and polling near, at, or above 50%. All this Nikki Haley talk is 1, a media hoax to pretend there's a horse race, and 2, manipulation of the public to make Nikki Koch happen. None of this is reflected in any of the polling. Everyone believes Haley can make her stand in New Hampshire, the second primary state where voting begins on January 23. But Trump is up nearly 30 points over Haley. What's more, Trump is polling much better in New Hampshire compared to 2016, and in 2016 he still won New Hampshire. Currently, Trump's polling average in New Hampshire puts him in first place with 45.7% support. Haley is in far second place with 18.7%. Related, wishful thinking, leftist talking heads push Nikki Haley as hope to beat Trump. 8 years ago, Trump won New Hampshire with just 35.3% support. Son of a mailman, John Kasich, came in second with just 15.8%. The bottom line is that Trump won the GOP primary in 2016. And now, in 2020, he is way outperforming his 2016 polling. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, email jtmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. A new hardcover edition has just become available. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning.